before I get there.
The enemy of God.
Hey, devil.
Yeah. And what do people sometimes tell children would come and get them if they didn't behave?
A witch?
I was thinking, did you ever hear of the boogeyman or something?
Boogeyman, yeah. But that...
How do you say that?
Do I? Boogeyman?
Yeah. Okay. Now, you said something about a witch. A witch might live... What would you call the kind of house a witch lives in? It's a... You'd say, well, that house is...
Haunted.
Yeah. Now, if it's not very cold... You might say, well, it's not very cold, but it's...
It's too chilly.
Now, suppose somebody says, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not go.
Okay. Now, what do you say to a friend that you haven't seen for a long time? You're just, you know...
I'm just so glad to see you. Just a glad you could come.
Okay. Now, you said a person owned... a large amount of land, you might say that he owned a...
Large acreage.
Yeah. Would you ever say he owned...
A good farm.
A right smart of land?
That's smart.
You say...
He has right smart. Bunch of cattle and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. You do that. Now, what
yes.
about land? Would you say he had
no,
right...
No, a large acreage.
Would you say he had right smart acreage?
No.
You wouldn't use it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you would with right smart
uh-huh.
cattle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. What I was wondering. Now, suppose that somebody came to see you and you really enjoyed their visit, and you might say, well, come
back again.
What do you say when you meet somebody on Christmas Day?
You bring me something?
Well, I was thinking of a greeting that you might say to somebody on Christmas, or right around Christmas time.
Oh, let's see. That's a Christmas Eve gift, isn't it?
Yeah, and what about on New Year's? What would you say to somebody around New Year's?
Happy New Year's Eve.
Okay, now, if you appreciated something that somebody did for you, and instead of saying thank you, you might say, well,
I certainly appreciate it. Much obliged to you.
Yeah. Now, if you're not sure whether you'll have time to do something or not, you say, well, I'm not sure I'll have time, but I...
Might.
Would you say,
I reckon we'll.
Yeah. you might say, I've got to go downtown to do some...
Shopping.
Now, if you bought something, the storekeeper might take a piece of paper and...
Wrap it up.
And then when you got home, you...
Right in and open it.
You might un...
Tie it.
Well, you...
Wrap it. Unwrap it.
Yeah. Now, if it rained a whole lot... And
flooding.
Ruined everything. Well, no, I was going to say...
Washed it away.
I was not going to talk about crops. You might say your crops were just a total...
Loss.
And if you like something a lot, and you like to have it, but you don't have enough money to buy it, you say, I'd like it, but it...
Costs too much. Can't afford it.
And when it's time to pay the bill, you say, well, the bill is...
Due. Overdue at our place.
Okay, if you don't have any money, you might go to a friend and try to...
Borrow us.
And in the 1930s, money was very...
Scarce and hard to get.
Yeah. Now... If a boy gets on a board over a pool or something and he...
Diving board, springboard.
Yeah, and he goes in, you'd say, well, he just...
Just now dived in.
Yeah. Now, if you dive in the water and you land on your stomach, you call that a...
Belly buster.
Yeah. If a kid puts his head on the ground and kicks his feet up and goes end over end like that, you call that a...
Handspring?
Yeah, but if
somersault?
Yeah. Then when they get in the water, they...
Swim.
Mm-hmm. You might say, well, yesterday they...
Swim all over the place.